Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, the Democrat of New York's 18th District, has been pretty active. Congressman Maloney, I want to ask you, first of all, the idea of rail safety. You've been after this for a long time. Why isn't this happening?
Well, it is happening. It's happening in New York. It's taken way too long. But because of a source of federal financing that we pointed to and opened up, Metro North is got $1 billion at work right now on Metro North. The MTA has at work on Metro North and on Long Island Railroad. What I'm talking about is positive train control. That's the technology that will stop the train if the human being doesn't, using Wi-Fi and GPS technology. That will prevent derailments. That's number one. I've also reauthorized the federal program just last fall in the infrastructure bill that will pay for grade crossing improvements. So if local communities want to do this, the feds will pay 90%, 10% local match, and you can eliminate these dangerous grade crossings where most people get killed, by the way, in rail accidents. You know, we had a terrible accident in Valhalla a couple of years ago. So that money's in the pipeline as well. So we're making progress. By the way, this is very important on these oil trains going down the Hudson River as well. I really lay awake at night worrying about one of them derailing and exploding. We've done a lot of work on that, from the cars that this stuff is carried in being retooled and jacketed up so they don't rupture, to changing the brake systems, to putting the right firefighting materials pre-positioned along the river, training up our local responders. There's a lot we need to do, and we're making progress.
Okay, so I want to move on to the president's tax reform plan. Give us a little précis of what you make of that.
Well, it's not a plan, it's a page, right? So they put out a page with a couple of numbers on it, about 200 words. I'm not sure what to make of it. I do believe that we can simplify the tax code. We can probably lower rates. We should get these profits being held overseas back here in the U.S. They might, do that at a slightly lower rate than I would do, but we should do it. And we should get rid of all these loopholes and special favors in the tax code that amount to $1.4 trillion every year. That's real money. And even if we keep the good ones, like mortgage interest deduction and like charitable deductions, we can make a lot of progress. By the way, where I have a big problem with the president's tax plan is that he wants to eliminate the deductibility of state and local taxes. That is death for New York. That would really hurt taxpayers here. Anybody will tell you who's paying state and local taxes here. Eliminating deductibility there is a big problem for me.
Do you think it's punishment for having been a blue state? California, New York, Massachusetts, they're the ones who have fairly hefty taxes on the state and local level, and he knows that.
Well, it sure looks that way. I think what they want to do is they want to increase the standard deduction and then eliminate the itemized deductions. And, in theory, that might make sense in some cases. But if you're talking about mortgage interest deductibility, I mean, that's why we've got, middle-class people and 30-year mortgages and building some wealth. That's a good thing. We ought to keep it. Ask any realtor. They'll tell you. Things like charitable deductions, that policy has built the most philanthropic not-for-profit sector in the world. It's a tremendous asset. We shouldn't screw around with it. And on things like state and local property tax deductibility, I mean, that's just a way to sock it to people who are struggling already to stay in their homes in high property tax areas of the state like the Hudson Valley. So we don't want that. But I mean it when I say I will work with the president to simplify the code and lower rates. I think we can do that. But I don't want to blow a hole in the deficit. And the president's one-page plan, we know, would be about $7 trillion in new deficit spending and new debt over the next 10 years. And that's the wrong way to go.
Talking to Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney. Oh, I wanted to ask you about your reaction to the French election.
Well, I'm heartened by the fact that someone who, had such extreme views as Marie Le Pen didn't win. In fact, she got blown out about 65-35. I don't know a lot about the candidate who won, Macron, but I do believe that he has a better program than she does. And I hope it means that we're going to have some common sense in the heart of Europe, that the Germans and the French will be able to put the Atlantic Alliance back at the center of our relationship, that they'll not play footsie with the Russians the way the other candidate in that election was doing. I think if it means that the European Union gets its act together, that's a good thing for us as well. because I think the French going a different direction would have triggered the end of the European Union. So there's a lot of good things in here, but of course this is a new candidate. He's a very young candidate. He's only 39 years old, I believe. Now that I'm 50, you know, I look at people who are 39 and wonder how they know what they're doing. But
now that I'm 75, I look at you and I say, how does anybody know what they're doing?
I guess it's all relative, right?
Yeah.
But no, look, by all accounts, he's a brilliant and capable man. I'm looking forward to good things from him.
So the question I have for you is, the stock market is up. Unemployment is very low. Does Trump deserve that credit?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think that to the extent that the business community thinks that things are going to be better and that he's part of that, sure, I'd give him some credit. I think business people hear him say that he's going to reduce regulations and cut taxes, and that's what business people want. And I get that. We should reduce regulations and cut taxes. You got to do it in the right way, and you got to do it in a way that you can actually get it done. I think right now a lot of people are looking at this president and wondering whether they even have the basic competence with both houses of Congress to pass a few bills. The one thing they've passed is this disastrous health care bill, which would be terrible for New York and terrible for the country. So, you know, it kind of matters what you propose. But I do believe we want to nurture that confidence because we should all want to grow this economy. You know, it has not been growing fast enough. Donald Trump, you know, was right to be critical of, you know, 2% growth. We should be growing at 3%. But how you get there is really important.
There are those people who think that the claim that Trump is doing this is misplaced because all this good stuff was happening as Obama left office.
Well, look, it's indisputable that Donald Trump inherited an economy that was infinitely better than the one Barack Obama inherited, where we were shedding jobs. The economy was contracting by 9%, I believe, in the first quarter of 2009. Or at the end of 2008. I mean, Donald Trump has a steadily growing economy with an unemployment rate that is a little over 4%. By the way, in most of the communities I represent, the unemployment rate is below 4%. We are doing very well in places like Orange County, but incomes for middle class and working class people are still not growing. People are still struggling to pay the bills. You know, healthcare costs too much. I mean, there's still a lot of challenges out there that if we grow the economy will seem easier, not to mention our debt and our deficit. So growth is everything. We have to, and by the way, in the Clinton administration, we saw growth north of 4% in some years, and we didn't go after Social Security and Medicare, and we didn't give big tax cuts to the rich and cut, you know, healthcare for people who are struggling. There's a better way to go here, but we got to grow.
It's always great to talk to our friend Sean Patrick Maloney, Democrat of New York's 18th District, in office since 2013. Sean, I know how busy you are now sort of shepherding not one but two congressional districts, and I thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Alan. Always a pleasure.